Welcome, everybody. Let's get started on the next session. My name is David, and it is my pleasure to introduce Loïc Knuchel, who will be speaking on reinventing database exploration with Azimut.
Thanks a lot. So, hi everyone. Thanks a lot for coming to my talk. So, indeed, I will talk about Azimut and how you can explore database with it. So my name is Loïc Knuchel and I'm principal engineer at Doctolib, and basically the whole talk is a story about how I started at Doctolib and now I'm here talking to you about Azimut. So 3 years ago I started at Doctolib, so I joined the company. So if you don't know Doctolib, it's a French company in healthcare allowing patients to book appointment with doctors, and basically it's built on a big monolith on a Ruby on Rails backed by a PostgreSQL database, and basically it's a huge monorepo and also a huge database with 800 tables inside and several petabytes of data. So basically as an architect, I joined Doctolib to work with the team and help with architecture, improve the code and things like that, but also for that I have to understand what's inside the database, what are the models, and what are the relations. And the thing with Ruby on Rails is you don't define the properties inside the models, you just define the relations, but often the models are quite long. They can do like 1,000 lines long, and sometimes the relation is hidden as far as 100 lines or something like that. So that's not really convenient. And I had to look inside the database a lot to understand what are the things and how it works. So basically, that's me working at Doctolib on the first month. And obviously, this is not very friendly. I had to find a tool. So I looked for a lot of tools. They are mostly called ERD, Entity Relationship Diagrams. And they show tables with relations. But as you can see, this is not very friendly. Here there is 10 tables, imagine 800, and you will have some trouble. So I tried quite a bunch, so just for you to have a look at what they look like. And basically, Zen was an AP fail. So for few reasons. The first one, and the most obvious one, is all of the tools I could find will show everything. So when you show what 800 tables, you don't understand anything. The second one is most of them don't have an SQL or database import. And the last one is they are not private, so basically I had to upload the schema to the service, and I don't want that for Doctolib. So basically when we are a developer and we are in this situation, we do another tool. And that's what I did, so with the big one goal to make it easy for large database, like 800 tables again, and messy also with tables with a lot of columns, like 100 or something like that sometimes. Local only, so this is not forced, but this is a possibility to stay local and just have it in your browser, not send any data to the service, and of course open source. So the first part was the schema exploration. When you load your schema into Azimut, you don't see anything. You just see a search bar and an empty screen with some suggestion. And the goal is to look for tables with the search and just load the table you are interested in. Mostly if you are working with a big database, you don't want to see everything, you just want to see 1, 10 tables around your use case, your feature, or something like that. And so you can do some nice diagram like this with choosing the table and the column you want to show. Also, you can navigate from one table to another following the relation. So obviously the foreign key with the outgoing relation, but also the incoming relation coming to the primary key from the other relation, and that's pretty nice to expand your diagram and explore what's around. Of course, you want, as you don't see everything, you want many layouts, one per scope, discovery, team, or anything you want, but several layouts of your database to understand it. And the last thing is, sometimes in the database, you don't have foreign key for all the relations. sometimes for performance reasons, sometimes for reliability. There is a lot of ideas around there, but sometimes you don't have the relation as foreign key, and so Azimut can infer and suggest them directly inside the diagram. And the last feature on the stream exploration is a find path. So if you want to join data from one table to another and you don't know really all the table in between, it will be a good one. And basically, when developing this feature, I was very surprised about how many paths there is. So you will be surprised too. And basically, that's also a good idea to have a look at that. The second thing is when people starting using that, like on read-only on the database schema, they wanted to draft new feature on it, and basically doing some more design for the database. So I made a DSL with an explicit goal to be very simple. So here is a bigger version if you want to read. So just write the table name and the column name with two spaces before, and then you can add some attributes like the types, and some primary key, unique, index, new label, and things like that. But the goal of this DSL is to be very simple, very quick to write, to go as fast as you handy can flow and your figure can type also. When you do this kind of expression, sometimes you have some discovery and sometimes you want to write them somewhere, maybe for your colleague, but also for your future self, doing again the exploration. So there is a lot of documentation. Of course, the SQL command found in the table, so it's loaded and accessible into Azimut, but also the note into the table also. So this is the same thing as the SQL command, but inside Azimut, so you can edit and view it easily. There is some tag also to find type easily. And of course, there is the same thing for the columns. So the SQL command, some notes you can add. The notes are in Markdown, so you can do the formatting with images if you want, links, lists, and things like that. On the layout, so you have one layout for what you want, and you can document them with some memo inside. So same, it's Markdown, so you can put image, link, whatever you want to explain the whole schema, some part of the schema, you can have the color behind, and you can also have table groups to show that tables are in the same position or in the same context. That's how you can do the documentation for Azimut. And the last part I did not long ago is the data exploration. And basically, before we were only on the structure, so on the database model, but sometimes you want to go a bit deeper, understand the data inside the database and how it's working.